Hi there, welcome back to another episode of 5-Minute English with the Bay. For the next few episodes, we're going to talk about verb tense. But before we get into verb tense, we have to understand what are verbs. So here we have four types of verbs: actions, thinking and feeling, link verbs, and helping verbs. So let's get started. When we talk about action verbs, we have to understand what are the action verbs. Action verbs are the words that express or show actions. Think about when you move, when you talk, when you watch, when you laugh. Those verbs show actions. And that's why we call those verbs action verbs. So of course, we have action verbs in simple present, and we have action verbs in simple past. So let's have a look at simple present. For example, we have verbs walk, sleep, talk. And those verbs, you can use them in the sentence to connect your subject and the rest of your sentences. So let's say walk. I walk to school. Walk. Sleep. I sleep at 11 at night. Sleep. Talk. I talk with my parents on weekends. Talk. And those are the action verbs that connect your subject and the rest of your sentences. So let's have a look at action verbs in simple past. Of course, gave you a couple of examples here. Walk, walked. I walked home yesterday. So you only change the verb. The rest of the sentence remains the same. Sleep, slept. I slept late last night. Slept. Those are action verbs. So now let's have a look at verbs that show thinking, saying, feelings. So when you talk about think, feel, and what do you normally use? Those verbs are think, feel. Of course, those verbs have past tense and a simple present as well. So for example, we can say, I think that she is right. I think. Or in the past, we can say, she thought that I was coming. So every verbs in the sentence are in simple past. Feel or felt, right? Those are simple present, simple past. I feel sick. She felt upset in class yesterday. So that's how the verbs work in the sentence. And of course, we have say, right? When you want to express sayings, what you can use, of course, is say or said, ask or asked. So you can say, she always says nice things to people, says. So you have to change your verb because your subject is the singular third person. And of course, when you use it in the past tense, you can say, she said that we were done for today. She said. And when you ask, you can ask in different tense. You can ask in the past or you can ask in the present. So you say, he asks many questions. So this is a fact. He always asks many questions. She asked for directions. Asked happened in the past and it only happened once. That's it. It's done. It's finished. Those are verbs that show you thinking and feeling. So now let's have a look at linking verbs. So as you can see, linking verbs means the verbs normally in a sentence to link the subject and the rest of a sentence. When we talk about linking verbs, the most familiar verbs are be verb, which is am are. And then we also have linking verbs that can use with adjectives together. So let's have a look at those verbs. Verb B, we have ASMR, like what I said, and look at this example, Donna is happy. Is a verb, but this verb is not action. This verb here is to link Donna and happy. That's why we call ASMR linking verbs. So look at the rest of the examples here. We have I am a student. So am here is to link I and a student together. I am a student. She is from Brazil. Is the linking verb that connects subject she and the adverbial, the rest of sentence from Brazil. And of course we have we are excited. So we use are as a connection, as the link between we, subject, and excited, adjectives. This is simple. Think about any sentences you can use ASMR to express your ideas. So now look at linking verbs. So what are the linking verbs? When we look at linking verbs, we may be confused about action verbs and linking verbs. You have to remember action verbs, you have to have real actions. But linking verbs are more like how you feel, how it looks, how it seems, right? Those verbs, when you use them, you can use them with adjectives directly. So let's have a look at this example here. Jackie feels comfortable in her house. Feels. So the link verb here is to connect Jackie and comfortable. Jackie feels comfortable. Same examples you can see here is you look tired. So look is the linking verb to connect you and tired. You look tired. And the second example, it seems weird. Seems links it and weird. And then I feel sick. So feel is a linking verb that connects I and sick. I feel sick. Those are linking verbs. And now it's our last category, helping verbs. If you understand helping, then you should know when we talk about helping means this one helps the other one. Same thing, helping verbs are verbs that helps other verbs. So you may normally see two verbs together. You may be confused. You say, hey, you said this before, you can't have two verbs in one sentence. Well, not when you have a helping verb. So let's have a look at this helping verb. The example, I can run quickly. Run is action verb and can is helping verb. So can gives an extra meaning to run. I can run quickly. Another example is he will play football. Play is an action verb and helping verb is will. He will help football. And will tells you this is in the future, not right now. And those are helping verbs such as can, will, could. Those two verbs in one sentence, and the first verb is our helping verbs. And that's all the verbs we need to learn for the next few episodes. I hope you like this episode about what verbs are. If you like it, don't forget to give a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. And stay tuned for the latest episodes. Bye.